joining us to talk about the economy with the market down yesterday, maybe headed up today. John Taylor from Stern, AG & Leach and Facebook in the headlines.
They were. In fact, we talked about them yesterday. We'll talk about them again today. But let's talk about what happened yesterday. The market was down. The Dow was down over 130 points. That's the fourth straight trading session where the Dow lost ground, and it finished below that psychologically important barrier of 13,000, closing at 12,929. Futures are up this morning. What happened yesterday? Well, of course, we know that there was the holiday over the weekend, the Easter holiday, and there were some kind of disappointing jobs numbers that were reported by the government on Friday. The economy did create some net jobs in the previous month, but not as much as expected. And it appears that nobody paid any attention to that on Friday, and they thought about it over the weekend, and there was a sell-off yesterday morning. As I mentioned, the futures are up this morning. Facebook made an announcement yesterday that excited a lot of people. They're buying a company by the name of Instagram for $1 billion in cash plus stock. Now, unless you're one of these people who's really into sharing photos and et cetera, you may not know who Instagram is, but what a bonanza for these companies. This company's 2 years old, founded by two Stanford University graduates, had about a dozen employees, and they're selling out 2 years after being created for $1 billion in cash and stock from Facebook. In fact, last year Apple named Instagram as the iPhone app of the year for 2011. This gives the users, about 30 million users of Instagram, gives them a way to share photos. In fact, I received some photos from one of my daughters on Sunday related to some Easter pictures that came in on Instagram, so kind of interesting. Instagram has 30 million users. If you factor in what the Facebook is paying per user, it's about $33 that they're paying for each of the 30 million users they're acquiring. You say, well, that's a lot. Well, we know that Facebook's also been in the news because they're getting ready to have their IPO, their initial public offering, go public probably in May. Yesterday we talked about the fact that they'd selected NASDAQ over the competitor of New York Stock Exchange. We're estimating that they're going to raise about $10 billion, which will give Facebook a market valuation of $100 billion. And guess what? That values each Facebook user at $118 per user. So maybe $33 a user is not too much to pay for to acquire Instagram. But, gee, I wish I'd been one of those dozen employees been with that company for less than 2 years. Another company in local, semi-local company in the news, One Oak, O-N-E-O-K, headquartered in Tulsa, the big natural gas company and distribution company, announcing that they're going to build a pipeline between the Bakken Shale in North Dakota and Cushing, Oklahoma. Cushing, Oklahoma, of course, is that crude oil market hub. This is one of five proposed pipelines from the Bakken Shale in North Dakota that would head south. And, of course, this one will not require Fed approval like the TransCanada pipeline that's hung up with the administration because it doesn't cross the border with Canada. It'll be a 1,300-mile crude oil pipeline. It'll carry about 200,000 barrels per day. And, by the way, you may not think much about the economy of North Dakota, but, boy, things booming there. North Dakota is already the number three producer in terms of states of crude oil, expected to become number two only behind Texas within the next 12 months, and Tulsa company spending a lot of money to get that for that to happen. This afternoon after the market closes, we're going to get the beginning of first quarter earnings season, and a lot of concern about what will happen with first quarter earnings. They've been up, grown substantially for S&P corporate earnings for nine consecutive quarters. Looks like that's going to be broken. Alcoa is expected to report a loss of 3 cents a share. They report after the market closes today they made 27 cents a share the same quarter of last year. Why is Alcoa so important? Well, not just because of their first major company to report, but also it will give us some insight into what's going on. We do know that the demand is down for Alcoa because of slowing economic growth in China, also because of the economic problems in Europe. And Alcoa, of course, is dealing with, they say, a glut of supply, weaker prices, and higher costs. So beginning tonight and for the rest next several weeks, we're going to be talking about earnings, or maybe in some cases a lack of earnings.
Yeah, disappointing earnings maybe.
Yeah.
All right, John, thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
John Taylor of Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. He has some good points for you, and they won't disappoint you. John Taylor, Stern, AG & Leach. Call him, 782-2527, 782-2527. And you can email John at johntaylor@sternag.com.